molding the cake. It is made of glutinous rice and sugar, and 12 hours to make it. Its round shape symbolizes unlimited kinship. Its sticky texture means determination. Sweetness represents joy. Therefore, sharing the Niangao, or the Chinese New Year's cake, means to share happiness with others.
Here is Voice of Indonesia with Indonesia Today. News, information, and entertainment from Indonesia, only on Indonesia Today.
Newsline. Indonesia's President Prabowo Subianto reiterated his will to create a clean and well-working government. In his statement after attending the 102nd anniversary of the Nahdlatul Ulama Islamic Organization in Jakarta on Wednesday, Prabowo said that he and his cabinet would remove anyone who tried to obstruct that he deemed pro-people policies.
Jadi begini, kita ingin rakyat menuntut pemerintah yang bersih.
The people demand a clean government, a true government, one that works properly. So I want to upload that. Interests are only for the nation, the people, no other interests. I will get rid of those who do not want to work truly for the people.
Yang tidak mau bekerja benar-benar untuk rakyat, ya saya akan singkirkan.
Previously, Prabowo said in his speech that he had given sufficient time in warnings to all ministers and state officials over the past approximately 100 days. He had issued warnings to those unwilling to follow the directions of his government policies. Prabowo also reminded them to remain loyal to the state and the people. The Indonesian government has firmly rejected any attempts to forcibly relocate Palestinians or alter the demographic composition of the occupied Palestinian territories. This was stated by the spokesperson for Indonesia's Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Rolian Shah Sumirat, in Jakarta on Wednesday. The Indonesian government considers such action as a major obstacle to the realization of an independent and sovereign Palestinian state.
Indonesia strongly rejects any attempt to forcibly displace Palestinians or alter the demographic compositions of the occupied Palestinian territory. Such action obstructs the realizations of an independent and sovereign state of Palestine as envisioned by the two-state solution based on the 1967 borders, with East Jerusalem as its capital.
Furthermore, Indonesia has urged the international community to ensure respect for international law, particularly to Palestinian people's right to self-determination and their fundamental rights to return to their homeland. Rolianza emphasized that the only viable path to lasting peace in the region is by addressing the root causes of the conflict. That was the news.
Jakarta, Indonesia. Here is Voice of Indonesia with English program, presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, online streaming voanews.id and at RI Digital mobile application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
From Indonesia to the world.
listener, welcome back again to Indonesia Today. And as usual, of course, we're going to give you some really wonderful information and also great music to listen. Earlier, we already began our program with the news. And of course, we still have more interesting programs for you. Don't forget, you can also contact us to our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, our Instagram account, VOI_officials, our TikTok account, VOI_officials, and of course, our email address, voilisteners@gmail.com. And you can also contact us directly to our WhatsApp number, +62 821 2381 2130, +62 821 2381 2130. And of course, well, listen, before we begin with our next information, it will be my pleasure to give you our wonderful song to listen. The song is coming from the Overtunes with Seperti Dulu.
Sudah lama aku harus merangkai kata-kata untuk sampaikan apa yang ku rasa. Selama ini terhalang tirai yang tak kasat mata, hati yang telah terbiasa. Bagai ada sesuatu di antara kita, semakin sulit untuk diabaikan. Jarak itu tak ada, ku akan melewatinya. Tunggulah aku di sana. Apita aku perlahan terpaling, mencari hal yang aku tak tahu pasti. Lupa rasa saat dulu jatuh hati. Di lagu ini ku bawa kembali. Rasa indah ketangan cerita kita. Kita menari sendiri lalu dalam seperti dulu. Sampai kapanpun aku yang akan selalu menyampaikanmu. Jangan ragu, dengar kata hati kita merindu. Wujud cinta yang dikuatkan waktu. Maaf bila aku perlahan terbalik, mencari hal yang aku tak tahu pasti. Hati di lagu ini ku bawa kembali. Genggam tangan cinta kita, kita menari seiring alunan lagu seperti dulu.
RRA Digital with New Look.
Programa en español.
RRI Digital. Available on Google Store and App Store. RRI Digital.
Service of Radio Republic Indonesia broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
at RRA Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as live, comments and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
Strategically lies in the heart of Coral Triangle. Out is a diver's paradise. Indonesia's underwater has so much to offer. Its beauty is unparalleled. Indonesia has raised the bar in implementing health protocols for diving activities. Nothing is left to chance. So that we can go back and enjoy the fun of diving in Indonesia again. Or challenge yourself to the next level. Or maybe a visit to the remnants of history. Explore the best muck diving site in the world. Be prepared to be mesmerized by unique and exotic marine life. Such a paradise for macro photographers too.
Welcome back again, yes, well, so you're still tuned to Voice of Indonesia and still here with Minuka, of course. still through our videos and also audio streaming at www.voinews.id and also to RRI Net and RRI Digital. And well, listener, now I already have an honor to have a conversation with Dina Murani. She is actually the president of Tifa Creative. Can I say that, Dina?
Yes.
How are you today?
Good, thank you.
Awesome. So, Marina, if we're talking about Tifa Creative itself, so perhaps not many people know, what exactly is Tifa Creative?
Yeah, Tifa Creative is a community that we focus on arts and culture.
Ah, okay. So what kinds of arts and culture that you are promoting here, especially it's the arts and culture from Papua, right?
Yes, we're focusing on arts and culture from Papua. But we usually also like bring other culture from Indonesia, but we more focus on Papuan culture.
Ah, okay. So exactly where have you been promoting this Indonesian culture, especially from Papua? Where have you been promoting it?
Yeah, we've been promoting through our festival, our annual festival that actually happened like every, yes, our annual. So this is going to be, this year is going to be our fifth year. And we also promote, we do tour every year. By the end of the year, we always, we go somewhere, we go tour and we learn about culture. When we do tour, we share culture and we learn about culture. We also go to, we went to Bali last year actually, to share our culture.
Okay, is there any particular program that you and that the Tifa Creative itself have to, how you say, to promote the culture from Papua itself?
Yes. So the program is just began on 2022. So we went to, first time we went still in Papua. So Tifa Creative now in our base in Timika, the central Papua Timika, and last time of our first trip we went to Jayapura, and our second trip we went to Maluku, and we went to 2023 we went to Nabire, and last year we went to Bali. Bali was the was our highlight, was the best moment that we've been dreaming on, because as we know that Bali can be like international in Indonesia, so we can share with other tourists over there, so it was so amazing.
Okay, so what are you performing in Bali at that time?
Last time we share perform a culture, especially from Mimika, which is Seka Kamoro, the dance.
Okay.
And also Wisjisi. Wisjisi is the traditional dance from the highland in Papua. So it's usually they do when the ceremony. Even like the other culture, they do dance, and also Seka Kamoro is like girl and boy, or so the young people, they do dance together. So it's like couple dance.
Oh, it's a couple like dance. Oh, it's
yes.
Fun there.
Yes.
It's very fun. So the movement must be also pretty much easy, so other people can join you, right?
Yes, so we went to three different places actually. First one was in Beach Walk, And second one is was in this conference hall, and the last one was in Pasar Festival.
Okay. So exactly, Madina, why do you want to promote the Papuan culture, to introduce the Papuan culture to the people around Indonesia and around the world? Why?
Because Papua is a big island, kind of big island in Indonesia, and I want everyone to know, like, this is Papua, and Papua has a beautiful culture, beautiful people with different languages, different dialects from different islands, like more than 500 islands we have in Papua. So, like, maybe by our generation we can share culture, and other generation can see the culture. So the world also can see the culture, and our main goal is we can go international for to promote Papuan culture. And also, when I went to when I went study abroad in USA, when I say that I'm from Papua Indonesia, they will think that Papua New Guinea, or they will think that Indonesia is just Bali. And I was like, no, we still have other islands, and I'm from also beautiful island, Papua. So I want to introduce Papua around to the world, so world can know Papua and also the culture, because culture is so beautiful.
Wonderful. So exactly, what is, personally for you, what is the meaning of Papua?
The meaning of Papua, wow. that's a deep question.
Yes, it is, of course.
Oh my goodness. Wow. Papua is like a mother, our mother, mount, who is a home for me. So it's always be home for me wherever I go. But when I was study abroad, I always like miss this home, like the character, the people, the land, and also everything. So it's everything for me. So it's no words.
No words to say. It's just everything for you. It means a lot. Okay, then. All right, then. We are going to have a conversation again, of course, with Dina Merani. But before that, I want to play you one wonderful song. It's coming from Leodra and featuring Andi Rianto with Sang Dewi. So this is actually like a goddess, just like Dina Merani here is a goddess of Papua, right?
Thank you.
It's a present for you. Well, listener, that was Leo David Rangandirianto with Sang Dewi, just like the goddess of Papua here, Dina Merani. So Dina Merani is still with us, well, listener, and of course we're still talking about the Papuan culture itself. What is the most interesting of Papuan culture for you, especially the dances that you said earlier? The movement is made very easy so other people can join. So why does it made like that, and what is the most interesting of the Papuan culture?
Yes, my favorite part is the dance. And why is it make it so easy? It's just like, well, when people here like happy, when they're happy, they just jump and do their move. And also, there's some meaning about the dance that all the creators from the dancer on people back then, they make the movement is by how from the nature or what they're been they're working, the nature or what they're working on. It's, for example, Pangku Sagu.
Okay.
It's from the way how they're making produce the sagu into make a papeda, which is traditional food that we usually eat. So that's, people also make the dance for that. And there are some others that the dance for happy one, just like I say that Seka Kamoro, that's just a simple Seka, just simple dance with, it's always with feet, a movement with the feet and also movement with the hands, and people always happy when they do dance. So that's just makes a simple like that, but there's also always, there's a meaning from the
movement. So every movement has its own meaning, actually.
Yes.
Like Pangkur Sagu is actually the process and pounding the the main ingredients to make the sagu powder, right?
Yes.
Sagu flour. Oh, okay. Well, it's amazing, of course. So, yeah, it is actually, it's quite interesting. And if we're talking about more about the Papuan culture, it's not, they don't only, you don't only have dancers, right? There's also, is there any literature art from Papua?
Actually, yes.
Oh, really?
Well, not really, actually. I haven't heard about that, but
the song is really interesting.
I really always want to learn about language and my mother tongue. So in Papua, I'm originally from Sulawesi. Sadly, my grandfather or grandma, they never teach us how to speak in our language. So that's so sad. I wish that we have like something that we can keep the language and also keep to for generation and generation. But hopefully the dance we can keep always, and also other thing cultures that still going on. I really hope that our generation and next generation can continue
to preserve the culture of Papua.
Yes.
And exactly, there's a lot of language, right, in Papua. You were talking about language from Serui, right? And then there's also the Asma tribes that has a different kinds of dialect and language. Is that right?
Yes. So, as I said before, that Papua is like more than 500 islands.
Yeah.
I find more than 500 or 600 around that. So own tribes, own village, they have their own different languages.
Oh wow.
Even in Surrey, in Yapen Island, they have like little island and village that they have their own languages, their own dialect. Here in Timika, there's
another dialect.
Yeah.
Wow. It's amazing, actually. Yeah.
Yeah, I hope that hopefully someone can do research about that, and we can have something like archive all the languages.
Oh, the archive. Yeah. Perhaps you can start there. Your community and Tifa Creative can start the preserving not only the culture, maybe also the language of Papua itself that you said earlier. Papua actually only represent like not half of the Indonesian culture, but it's like a quarter of Indonesian culture, right? Because Indonesia has about 17,000 islands and thousands of languages and more than 1,000 languages. Every area, every region in Papua itself has more than about 600 or 500
islands
and also languages. Wow, that's amazing. It only represents only a quarter of Indonesian culture itself. That's how amazing Indonesia is.
So beautiful.
Okay, well, next trip, what are you going to do this year in Tifa Creative, and what exactly, is there any other culture from Papua that you would like to introduce?
Other culture from Papua?
Yes.
That we would like to introduce. Mm-hmm.
What's the plan for Tifa Creative this year?
Okay, plan for this year. So now we're focusing on our event that I said before. It's going to be happen on May 22nd and 24th. And by the end of the year, we are planning, hopefully, finger crossed, we are going to go international somewhere, hopefully Europe.
Okay.
So, yeah. But we are planning for that to go tour. So we're gonna promote our culture, Papua, and also now in our in Tifa Creative, our dancer, they not only do Papuan culture, we do dance, Balinese dance, and also we are learning Japanese. And,
really?
Yes. And also there's some other dance too, from Aceh.
Oh, okay.
We're learning too, yeah. So like so many islands, so many culture that we should learn, not just Papua. So Indonesia speaks, so we want to learn all the culture in Indonesia. So one day we go Europe or USA or somewhere aside from the country, so we can promote this other than Papua.
Okay, but Dina, if our listener want to contact you and want to know more about Papuan culture, where do they have to go?
They can go to our social media. There's Tifa Creative. There are three social media actually. Tifa Creative, Timika Inside Festival of Art, and another one is Noken Star Papua. There's our three social media that we use on Instagram and as well as on Facebook.
Okay, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube. Do you have TikTok as well?
Not yet.
Maybe one day.
TikTok?
Yeah.
Yeah, we do have TikTok.
Oh, you have TikTok as well.
Yes, it's called Timika Inside Festival of Art.
All right then. Then it's complete.
Well, yes.
All right, Andina, good luck for promoting and also for the event later in May, right?
Yes.
And hopefully it will be a wonderful event, and Europe, how you say, dreams can be come true. Amen.
Yes.
Okay, thank you very much for your time, Dina. And well, listener, that was Dina Merani from Tifa Creative. And hopefully the Indonesian culture, and not only Papuan culture, can be preserved really well through Tifa Creative. This young people, young generation is actually needed to conserve and preserve the culture of Indonesia, which has so many thousands of cultures, not only dances, not only, clothes, traditional clothes and fashions and everything. Hopefully it can be manageable, and hopefully there'll be more Dina Merani outside in Indonesia, of course. Well, we'll be right back, and of course I'm going to give you our next song with Raisa, Could It Be. Enjoy.
Kau datang dan jantungku berdegup kencang. Kau buatku terbang melayang. Tiada ku sangka getaran ini ada saat jumpa yang pertama. Mataku tak dapat terlepas darimu. Perhatikan setiap tingkahmu, yeah, yeah. Tertawa pada setiap candamu saat jumpa yang pertama. Could it be love? Could it be love? Could it be, could it be, could it be love? Could it be love? Could it be love? Could it be something that I never had? Terlepas darimu, perhatikan setiap tingkahmu, yeah, yeah. Tertawa pada setiap candamu saat jumpa yang pertama. Could it be love? Could it be love? Could it be, could it be, could it be love?
Buddha and surrounding is like one spirit that brings serenity, a conquered heaven. Borobudur leaves so much meaning to the people around it, true happiness. Look at their faces. In this empty hallway, it's like we are invited to appease ourselves before we see all the collection inside. As one of the biggest art collectors in Indonesia, he will astonish you with his painting collection. Here you can get genuine tranquility while tasting delicacy dishes. You see a small version of the Borobudur? It's so wonderful. You can pass the time by conversing heart to heart. Enjoy the nightfall. Sponge oneself. Enjoy the motionless solitude. Enjoy the nature. Meditate. Feel the mute of the water. Dancing with your free thoughts. And express your soul. Their honorable greetings. One of the reasons why you will want to come back here again someday. A unique story that you can see the chronicle story in chronological order if you walk in a clockwise direction. Borobudur Temple becomes the center of all the beauty surrounding it. A spiritual experience that's different and you can never find in any other temple on earth. You can come here dozens of times, once enough, because of its indescribable beauty. Never change. Thank you.
is in the house, yo, man. Let me tell you something, fuck it out. Check it out. Tidak perlu bangkai jika ingin bersantai. Dengarlah lagu ini lewat headphone yang kau pakai. Nikmati sambil tanganmu melambai-lambai. Baru bilang bye-bye, eh, sudah sampai.
Mula bertemu kau buat siangku. you. Dan malam jadi hangat sehangat cintamu. Kasihku Rosanna, kau gadis idamanku. Dua hati menjadi satu bila kita bertemu. Oh Rosanna, gadis idamanku. Bila kan sampainya waktu kasih kita bertemu dalam cinta.